Chanel Moles joins us on the show now. Good morning to you, Chanel.
Good morning.
Chanel, we came across your story. We've seen it online. It's been shared around because you're a 34-year-old mum, a wife, you've got two kids. And in 2020, you were diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, which is obviously life-threatening and very, very scary. How have you been going? Because, we know that you've only just found out in recent months that this is the situation for you.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster since, obviously, I was first diagnosed. Mostly we've just tried our best to stay as positive as possible, getting through, whatever the next challenge was ahead of us. So unfortunately, when I had a recent surgery in February this year, I just didn't get the intended outcome, and I'm just in a situation now where, I've just been told that unless I find some kind of a miracle, there's nothing else that can be done for me here.
So. Of course, we as Kimber said, we've seen the story and we've seen you with your young family, and we can all only just empathise about how your life can turn upside down so quickly. From just enjoying being a young mum and then having to deal with what is a massive moment in one person's life.
Yeah, it's really scary to think about, and I never, as I said, would have ever imagined myself going through this. And I guess it's just good to be aware that this can happen, and as sad as it is, it's just a reality, unfortunately.
Chanel, can you take us back to the beginning? And I'm talking about what's being referred to as the misdiagnosis. So you approached your doctor, you felt that there was something going on, and it went from there.
Yeah, so a couple of months after I had my daughter in August 2019, I went to the doctor because I was really struggling at home. I was very, very fatigued and just finding everything very difficult. So they diagnosed me there and then with postnatal depression, which I then went on to do, counselling and different things for over the next few months. And it wasn't until come close to a year later that I really started to actively try to sort of get out of the hole that I felt I was in. I was exercising, I was eating a lot better, taking a lot more care of myself. Instead of gaining more energy, I was just so fatigued. I mean, I would go for a walk in the morning, couldn't get out of bed the next day.
Wow.
So when I went back again to my doctor, and of course I was seeing them throughout the year, sort of just discussing how I was going, it wasn't until then that a blood test showed how, I suppose, dire the situation was. That my iron was just nothing. I had anemia, and the series of tests from there just revealed what was really going on. So it wasn't until a month later that I was diagnosed.
We hear those stories and the idea that, doctors, they can't know everything. They're not superhuman. They're trained, but they're doing their best. And these things sometimes do slip through the cracks because, some people get an instinct, I suppose. They say, no, I know something's wrong and I want to push further. But we obviously trust experts and we go in with the open minds and thinking everything's going to be okay. Hearing the news that you are so sick and that this is a situation now where, you thought that surgery that you've just had would have had a better result, and now the only answer that you have is you've got to go to Texas, and that's sort of a last-ditch effort, I guess, to save your life. What's going to happen? Can your family go with you? Is this something that you feel really hopeful about, or are you nervous about feeling hopeful?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I definitely feel very hopeful about this the statistics that I have of a good outcome with this treatment are vastly higher compared to anything that I'm on or offered here. So in that way, I really believe in this and I feel very hopeful. Of course, my mind goes to the what if this doesn't work out. I'm basically, you know, at the end. But I can't think like that. No. I just have to believe that I'll find the answer before it's too late. And worst case, if it comes to the you know, this doesn't work out, we know that we did everything as a family, absolutely, everything that was possible. So
Chanel, yeah, you know, we wish you all the luck and you know, anything is possible and miracles do happen within this space. They do. We all know the stories and we hope that's what it is for you. Are you able to, you know, without going into too much detail or whatever you're comfortable with, what is it that's happening in Texas that isn't available here, and presumably it costs a lot of money?
Yeah, it does cost a lot of money, being that it's, you know, in another country, it's not covered under insurance or anything. It's a peptide replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
This particular clinic's been operating for over 40 years, so it's not new, but I suppose the way that treatments come into the public system, it takes a very long time.
Sure.
You know, it takes a lot of research, a lot of money, a lot of testing before anything becomes widely available. So that's the position that people like myself find ourselves in, that we either have to work with what we're given in the system or look for alternatives. And unfortunately, those alternatives cost a lot of money quite often.
Chanel, to get this across the line, GoFundMe is there. $150,000 was the target. $217,000 raised so far. The outpouring of support from the community must be just so uplifting.
It's just incredible. I can't really put how it feels into words and what it means to us. I think it just shows how many families and how many people are affected by this kind of thing, which is unfortunate. But in this situation, it's the love and the kindness and the generosity of everyone has just given us so much hope, and that just means more than anything I can ever express into words.
Yeah, that's very heartening. I think that's the part where you just go, you know, this hasn't been a positive experience for you. This has been really difficult, and you know that there's still challenges to come. But, you know, definitely the heartwarming experience of other people coming to your aid to do what they can when they've suffered through things of their own or lost family members themselves. And, you know, that's pretty special. So we hope that that's kind of enough to take with you, to hold on to and keep that positivity going.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of the time going through this, I have felt so alone and felt so isolated, but this has just shown me that that's not really the case. You know, everyone has been, most people have been affected by cancer in some way, and it just shows that their love and support is there, and that means the world. So, yeah.
Hey, Chanel, sorry, just quickly, before you go, when you're feeling better, what are you going to do? What's the first thing you'll do?
Just enjoy being able to have the energy to do everything with my kids again. I mean, I've missed out on a lot of being able to go to school, to drop off my little boy, go to the activities, just even being present at home. I'm kind of here, but a lot of the time I'm not able to join in physically, and it just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So just cherishing those moments, because you don't really, it's quite difficult to understand what they mean until you're facing the fact that they can be taken away from you.
The procedure next week in Texas, how soon after the procedure do you find out how it went?
Well, it's an ongoing treatment, so I will continue the treatment when I return home. And hopefully, best case scenario, within 4 to 12 months, I'll get a good result. But it takes about 3 months before you can see how it's progressing at the time.
Okay. We look forward to talking to you then, Chanel.
Thank you so much.